This is Making the Effort, written by Ranger Jedi 67 and read by Flower Parish. This is a Merlin fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Gwaine/Leon. This is part two of the Unexpected Attractions series. Summary. Gwaine was man enough to admit when he'd gotten carried away. Still, he'd challenge anyone not to find Leon absurdly attractive like this. Gwaine, Leon sighed, nudging him back. I don't want us to rush into anything. Smiling fondly, Gwaine replied, I won't push. I told you I could be patient for you, and I meant it. We won't go any further than this tonight if you don't want. Do you object to kissing some more? Leon eyed him for a moment before pulling him closer again. No, Leon breathed, arms tightening around Gwaine. I don't object. Bringing their lips together, Gwaine let one hand come up to cradle the back of Leon's head. He'd expected Leon to be more tentative, given his words about limited dalliances. But that was so far from the truth. I should have known you'd kiss like you do everything, Gwaine murmured as they parted again. Leon tensed. What does that mean? Gwaine smirked, hoping it would help Leon relax. Like Camelot's very survival depends on your performance, Gwaine teased. Close as they were, Gwaine swore he could feel it as Leon's cheeks heated. Gwaine rubbed the back of Leon's neck with his thumb. I'm sorry if it's too much, Leon whispered, tone filled with shame. Gwaine really regretted that those men were dead. He'd like the chance to teach them how stupid they'd been. You give your all to everything, and it's ridiculously attractive, Gwaine assured him. Very, utterly, ridiculously attractive. Slowly, Leon relaxed. Their height difference was less than ideal for this, so Gwaine took a chance. What do you say we continue this on your bed? Gwaine offered. Leon hesitated. Just kissing, Gwaine told him quickly. As embarrassing as it is for me, you're too tall for this to be comfortable for long, but I'm enjoying kissing you too much to stop. Guilt flickered across Leon's face, and for a moment, Gwaine was sure he was going to refuse. I'm sorry, I should have taken that into account, Leon replied. Gwaine sighed heavily. It's not your fault. If you lay down, that'll be easiest. Looking at what Leon still wore, he added, While I will not pressure you to undress entirely, I think we'll both be more comfortable without our boots and jackets. Leon smiled wryly. Just this once, you make a good point, Leon teased. Smirking, Gwaine retorted, I make good points all the time. For a long while, they lay on Leon's bed, kissing and talking in turns. I should go, Gwaine murmured. It's getting late. Leon replied, quiet but steady. You could stay, if you want. Gwaine cupped Leon's cheek. You sure? Leon nodded, but added, Just asleep. Gwaine leaned down and kissed him gently. Careful, you make me feel too welcome and I might not ever leave, Gwaine teased. Reaching up, Leon caressed Gwaine's cheek. That would not be a hardship, Leon said quietly. Gwaine had to swallow hard to fight back the swell of emotion that threatened to overwhelm him. You say that now, Gwaine whispered. Letting his thumb trail across Gwaine's cheek, Leon assured, And I'll say it for as long as you're willing to stay. Blowing out a shaky breath, Gwaine shifted so he was laying on his side on Leon's bed, with his back to Leon, desperately needing what little distance he could find from the emotions Leon's words set whirling inside him. He took a moment to get comfortable, to truly settle in for the night, before speaking again. Don't rush to make promises, Leon, Gwaine said once he was settled. We're supposed to be taking this slow, remember? Leon rolled onto his side, pressing against Gwaine's back. I'm not rushing anything, Leon assured. I'm merely telling you the truth. Gwaine shuddered. Everyone gets tired of me. Pressing a kiss to the back of Gwaine's head, Leon assured, "None of us have yet, and we will not. I will not." Leon slid an arm over Gwaine, letting his hand come to rest across Gwaine's stomach. "I do not want us to be too hasty with physical things, but I can promise you that you are very dear to me, and no matter what happens between us, that will not change." Pressing back into Leon's hold, Gwaine replied, "I'm not used to people thinking that." Leon tightened his hold slightly. "Then you are not the only one who wishes you could avenge past hurts," Leon whispered. "For I would gladly teach all who've hurt you that they are fools to have valued you so little." Gwaine swallowed hard, blinking back tears. He rested one hand over Leon's and entwined their fingers, but he struggled for words. "It's all right," Leon assured. "I'm here." In the warmth of Leon's arms, Gwaine slept better than he had in years. Gwaine was man enough to admit when he'd gotten carried away. Still, he'd challenge anyone not to find Leon absurdly attractive like this. Cheeks flushed, hair mussed, shoulders free from the burdens of his duties, Leon was irresistible. And here, in the privacy of Leon's rooms, only Gwaine got to see him like this. "Gwaine," Leon said, stilling Gwaine's wandering hands and drawing his focus back to the moment. Groaning, Gwaine pulled back. "Right, sorry." A complicated look flickered across Leon's face. "No, I should apologize," Leon retorted. "I let this continue farther than I should." Gwaine wondered where, exactly, Leon thought he should have drawn the line. After all, they'd gotten more than a bit heated. Carefully, Gwaine asked, "Was taking our shirts off or me climbing on your lap the problem?" Leon flushed adorably at the question. It made Gwaine want to kiss him, but he refrained. "It would be a lie to claim either of those things is unpleasant," Leon murmured. Reaching up, Gwaine caressed Leon's face. "Talk to me," Gwaine urged. "What are you thinking right now?" Leon sighed. "That's the problem." That made no sense to Gwaine, so he raised a brow, hoping it conveyed his question. "I've never wanted anyone this quickly before," Leon admitted. "I suppose the more rational parts of my mind and..." He swallowed hard. "Heart, are hesitating because this is not how these things usually work for me. It's a bit confusing." It took every single ounce of self-control Gwaine possessed not to feel incredibly smug about that. "That's all right," Gwaine soothed. Leon looked away with frustration clear on his face, and the movement dislodged Gwaine's hand. "What is it?" Gwaine prodded. So softly, Gwaine almost couldn't hear him, Leon whispered, "I fear you'll grow tired of my confusion and hesitation." "Well, that wouldn't do." Gwaine reached for him again and gently turned Leon's face back towards him. "I won't," Gwaine promised. "You're worth my patience, Leon. I swear it." Warm, strong hands settled on Gwaine's hips. "I wouldn't regret it, I don't think, if we had sex," Leon told him. "But I also don't think that it's wise just yet, not while my mind is so unsettled." Nodding, Gwaine let his thumb stroke Leon's bearded cheek. "I understand. Knowing that you do want me is enough." He paused, trying to figure out the best way to explain. "The first years I was on my own were, well, let's just say I did plenty of things I regretted the next morning. Felt pretty shitty about many of them. There was an older man I met after a while. We traveled together for close to 6 months. We never slept together. It wasn't like that. It wasn't exactly just friendship either, though. He wasn't old enough to be like a father figure, and I don't think I'd have handled it well if he'd tried to be. Older brother didn't fit either. Uncle, perhaps, but one who was close. Not that that matters, I suppose." Leon smiled at Gwaine's rambling. "You're trying to explain who he was to you. That does matter," Leon assured. Gwaine smiled back, warmth filling his chest. "Mostly it was nice to not feel alone," Gwaine admitted. "But he did have some good life advice, too. One thing he taught me was that what matters in an encounter is consent. If both people want it at the time, and neither of them is married or willingly committed to another, you do not want to be caught in the middle of such things. Then that's what matters. If the next morning you find yourself displeased with your choice from the night before, you just know not to make that particular one with that particular person again. There's no reason to feel shame for whatever choice you made, as long as you and the other person both freely made it. Leon's brows furrowed, confusion shining in his eyes. While I would agree that is sound advice, I'm not sure I see how it matters here, Leon admitted. Grinning, Gwen assured, I'm getting there. His advice helped me let go of some of my regrets. It also helped me in the future. A few times, even long after he and I parted ways, his words came to me when I was contemplating making an offer for the night, or accepting one, truth be told. It helped me let go of any shame connected to those choices. The real important part, though, was the reminder that willingness is what matters most. If any part of you is hesitant or unwilling, then I want you to say no. I don't want you to make yourself agree when you're not ready, just because you think I want it. If you can't truly, freely, completely consent, then I don't want it either. You matter so much more than just a night of pleasure. Leon stared at him with wide eyes. That was quite profound. Thank you, Leon said softly. Lips twisting into a wry grin, Gwen replied, I am capable of that from time to time. Frowning again, Leon assured, I know you are. You hide behind the jokes and teasing, but I know there's more to you than that. I wish you would let the others see that more often. Gwen ducked his head as his cheeks heated. Leon just got to him in a way no one else did. Maybe that was what he wanted, what he craved so badly. It's hard, Gwen admitted. Leon turned his head and pressed a kiss to Gwen's hand that still cupped his face. That's all right. You don't have to if you don't want to, but know that I will support you if you wish to let the world see more of the Gwen you hide behind that mask. Swallowing hard, Gwen asked, Can I kiss you? Smiling gently, Leon nodded. You may. Gwen reached up with his other hand, cupping Leon's face with both his palms and kissed him hard. Even if you never want more than this, I'll be content. Gwen promised. Leon pressed their foreheads together. I will. I just need to sort my own head out first. Smiling, Gwen replied, Take your time. You're worth being patient for. Thumbs brushing along Gwen's hips, Leon assured, And you're worth making the effort for. Only belatedly did it occur to them both that they were both still shirtless and Gwen was still sitting on Leon's lap. The end. Authors and notes. These very awkward boys are trying very hard.